All right. Welcome, ladies. Back to podcasting season.
It's People back. Have been asking, oh, is it coming back? What
it's
is
back.
This for? So.
This is the start. So today's subject is pregnancy in CrossFit. So I have Kristen, Stephanie, and Stevie. Why don't the three of you go ahead and introduce yourself, just kind of who you are, how long you've been a mother, or how long you've been pregnant, and then what is your favorite CrossFit girl workout?
I'll go first, so you guys don't take my workout. My name is Stephanie. I have been a mother of twins for 37 days, and...
how many hours?
Yeah, right.
You know that. Yeah, I don't know, 11. But I have... What else did you want us to tell you?
Your favorite girl workout.
Oh, yeah, my favorite girl workout is Annie.
Dang it.
Hopefully I can still do double unders when I start working out again. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Good. Good. Simple introduction. Twins, 37 days.
Yeah.
11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
And the worst meltdown last night and this morning. So, yeah.
Okay. We'll get to those. Kristen, how is you?
So, Kristen, I gave birth a year ago. So, she's just over one. And I have a 5-year-old as well. And, God, my favorite girl workout. Let's go with Isabel. No, what's 30 snatches? Isabel?
Isabel. Okay.
Isabel.
Got it. Stevie, finish it up.
Okay, Stevie. I have a 2-year-old son, Dax, and then I'm currently 5 months pregnant. Annie, but what's another one? I don't know. I feel like I can't even think of any other ones right now.
Fran
is definitely not a fave.
Chelsea.
Barbara.
Nancy.
Do you like Jackie at all?
Jackie's Roe, huh?
Yeah. Nancy and push-ups would be Diane. Deadlifts. Yeah, that's why I said, like, not on that one.
What about cleans? What's the one for?
Grace is
Grace.
Yeah,
yeah. Probably that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Grace is good, too. Grace and Isabel.
Surprisingly, Steph is a... your favorite movement is barbell stuff, and your favorite workout has zero barbell in it.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
True, yeah.
But you said girl workout.
I know.
Like, if you said any, you said DT probably.
Yeah,
right?
I was
DT
actually, that was
point.
Between
yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
But
okay, that's fair. So I think probably the best place to start this discussion is to dive into what your doctors think about you doing CrossFit while you're there. Because I think that's probably one thing that a lot of people have this idea that CrossFit is dangerous. And especially could be relatively dangerous during CrossFit. So I think being able to share your guys' perspective and maybe your conversations with any of your doctors you've had before or after. If you didn't have any conversations with them, well, that's an option, I guess. But maybe how they felt about it. Stephanie, if you want to lead it off again, we'll go with that.
Yeah, my doctor actually was very happy that I was working out. And after having the babies, he was thrilled about the recovery from CrossFit, but he was just like, you know, make sure that you're listening to your body, basically was what it was. But he was super supportive of me working out, and he's super supportive of me getting back into the gym because he thinks that has a lot to do with postpartum. So yeah,
cool.
That's good. It's super supportive. It's super nice to have someone who's really supportive like that. Do you think so you haven't really come back to working out yet, you know, we're like, so you're 37 days and you have twins. Do you think that you could come back any sooner if you wanted to?
Yes.
It's like, because it's a personal feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're still waiting for full clearance from your doctor, and you don't want to have any sort of traumatic injuries based on any sort of anything that happened during the pregnancy. So it's really important that you get their opinion. However, I would also say that what the doctor says isn't necessarily dogma. You don't have to be 100% on what they go with, because we have plenty of anecdotal evidence that says this works as long as it's done safely.
Mm-hmm.
But, Kristen, how about you? What was your experience with your doctor?
with Mia, I didn't talk to him at all because, or her, and I think she would have been good with it, but I just went off with Margo. I spoke with my doctor, and his big thing was, you know, keep your heart rate under 140 and listen to your body, and you're totally fine. And I can say after both of my deliveries, the nurses were like, pretty much, you work out, right? And it was like, yeah. And it really does help through every stage into delivery and then after, even after.
So something you mentioned I want to address is the heart rate under 140. So this is a super common threshold that the doctors are told or instructed on keeping the heart rate low. Now, I will say CrossFit has done, and through their own experience, has found that pregnant ladies, while can definitely have a heart rate over that 140, the key is that you have to be able to talk. And Seth and I, we had this discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't matter how high your heart rate was. At any point during the workout, we had to be able to have a conversation, right? So you had to be breathing and smooth enough that you were getting plenty of oxygen in your body, because that's really what is the concern. Is that if the heart rate is too high, they're afraid that you're not getting enough oxygen in. However, because what we do is high intensity training, that you're used to having an elevated heart rate and you're used to making sure that your body has plenty of oxygen. So you might have a heart rate of 150, and as long as we can have a conversation, because you're just, that's a normal working out phase for you, that the baby and your body will stay in a comfortable state. But that's really important if you've been, only if you've been training, right? I don't recommend, like, if somebody came in here like, oh yeah, I'm 7 months pregnant, I'm like, probably should avoid this. This is probably not the best day to start.
Right.
You know, you ladies were all doing this well before you were pregnant, and then, you know, continuing throughout the pregnancy. Stevie, how about you? Anything, your doctors?
Nothing. I think, no, so far no one, and I've had two sets of providers have said, don't do it. It's been more like, happy you're being active, maybe do a little bit more low impact as you move along. And like the like box jumps and jump rope, I was able to do that pretty far with Dax because it felt comfortable. But yeah, they were overall pretty supportive, didn't get any big pushback.
So kind of on that, what is one movement you had to like, or what, sorry, I think the best way of saying it is, what was the movement you realized, like, oh, I can't do this now, I'm pregnant? I'm sure there was that moment where you're just like, there's a movement that stuck out, like, oh, this sucks. Like, you just hit a stage of pregnancy and like, I am, well, guess I'm not doing that movement until I get to a certain phase.
Running
for Kristen.
And that was like 8 months though.
Okay, right. So you're like, yeah, you finally hit that wall. You're like, oh, yeah. I'm pregnant. Like, I can't do this anymore. Steph doesn't like running, but.
No, but I quit that as like probably as soon as I told everybody I was pregnant. But I think for me is, there were two actually, pull-ups and push-ups.
Okay.
Yeah, like in burpees.
Oh yeah, like, burpees, yeah.
No go.
Stevie, how much are you?
I would probably say rope climbs, just with that ab, you know, using your abs to get up there. And then probably push-ups too, hit me quicker than I thought it would.
And that's something that's a lot of people don't think about, is you can still do the movements. We just modify them to be appropriate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you go from doing the movement as it's prescribed to just like, nope, my body's not letting me do this. This is weird. What's going on?
Yeah.
Right? And that's a shocking moment. And I believe, because we have good relations and have conversations. It's good that I know Stephanie probably told me that she was pregnant sooner than she told 99.9% of other people. And so we took that and used it as information to help modify any sort of workouts that she might be doing. So super important. And then from there, I would say that most of you guys, I told you, like, hey, you're gonna get to a point where this is not gonna be doable anymore. And then it's like, cool, here are some modifications we can make for that. Do you remember any of those things that you're like, that I said, and you're like, eh, I think I'll be able to do that for a while, and then eventually you're like, no, I'm not going to do that at all?
There was a workout that I did, good mornings, instead of, maybe it was kettlebell swings? Something.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, you know, if the kettlebells are probably going to get challenging. Like, we can use a good morning instead.
Yeah.
And then I think you probably tried it, and you're like, you're right. These kettlebell swings just aren't happening today. No.
Yeah.
I know where Stephanie was running, because she wanted to run, and I was like, no, just going to look like. And so I commend her for that, because she's been trying to get better at running.
I was a slow runner, but I was very slow. I remember that day. I think it was like a Saturday or something. You're like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do
that
anymore.
How far along were you?
I don't know. I think
3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Maybe like.
Yeah. I was just starting to feel like really, really tired and out of breath.
And that's what we were trying to avoid, right?
Yeah.
Like you had to work excruciatingly hard to run a very short distance.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'd love you to just run the distance, but we're not trying to do that. We just want you to move around a little bit and keep going. And that's what's really increased the longevity of that, as well as your ability to, you know, recover after giving birth. Stevie, how about for you? Anything?
Actually, just last week, the handstand push-ups kind of smacked me in the face a little bit. I was thinking like, oh, I can still do these. And the first round I did it, and then going to the second round, I was like, oh man, this just got hard way too quickly. So then I just like modified as I went throughout the workout, but I think too, and you guys can probably speak to this, it's mentally, it's more accepting that like, I can't do this anymore, or knowing that you can do this, but moving forward, it's going to change. And that for me, like that gets frustrating sometimes because I know that I can do it, or in a very, you know, recent period, I have been able to do it, but recognizing that I'm not going to be able to maintain this like I normally would can be hard sometimes.
Is there a movement anyone mentally struggled with, like it was like really depressing that you couldn't do it anymore, or at least temporarily?
Toes to bar.
Toes to bar, yeah.
Well, that's probably because you've just gotten them.
Yeah.
You had spent so much energy just to get them, and then you're like, oh, all right, now it's going to be another year and a half before I have them again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kristen?
The muscle up.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, we just
PR'd the
deadlift.
And that was with Margo.
Yeah. We PR'd the deadlift, so we're going to hope we can make it the next step to the next thing. And that's, it sucks because you are, an event is happening where you are having a massive setback in everything you train for. And the mental drainage of like all this energy you put in to be better, and then now you're just like, well, that's just out the window without having to think about it, is kind of like, can definitely be mentally draining. So how have you guys, and Stephanie's not there yet, so maybe you guys can give some advice to Stephanie, how have you been able to work on coming back, like, or be better coming back, or how have you approached the mental aspect of reapproaching to workouts after delivery?
Consistency. Showing up.
Okay. Just being here and
just
being present
here.
And
yes.
Doing something.
Exactly.
Okay. Stevie, anything for you?
Yeah, and being proud of yourself, right, for just being here and moving and working. And for me, I constantly have to check myself. There's some days where I'm super proud of myself for doing something, and then 2 days later I might beat myself up because I'm like, God, why do I still suck at this? Like, I should be able to do better by now. And I know for me, like, I was working out and felt good and got down to my weight pretty quickly, but I didn't feel like strong again, like actually strong, like, okay, I'm getting it back until like 12, 13 months postpartum.
Yes, I'm there right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm finally feeling strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a process.
It is.
And for me, I just have to like constantly recheck myself. Like, you're doing well. Don't be like, give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
You know, don't beat yourself up too much because you just birthed a child. Like,
right.
That's one of the most, or two. You know what I mean? Like, that's the most amazing thing the human body can do.
Absolutely.
So, and then it doesn't stop after that, right? Like, then your body's purpose is still, like, with breastfeeding, providing, you know, sustenance to that child. So it's not like, oh, I have my baby, now my body's totally back. It's,
right. It's
a huge process.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Steph. 12, 13 months, toast bars, coming back.
Just be happy that when you can come. And
yeah.
I know you will be.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
just be happy to be here.
That's
yeah.
what I've kind of been doing. Well, the last 2 weeks, I've at least, even though I'm not able to physically work out, the fact that I can actually be in the building and just like, you know, when you're in that environment, it's
yeah.
like, because staying at home and, you know, walking outside or trying to do something different is not the same as what you've trained for so long and what you're used to and what you're comfortable with and just showing up. And so I try to make it here, mm-hmm. even though I can't work out until I get cleared, because it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And I think for me, like, the purpose of coming to has, or the benefit of coming has shifted. Like, it's way more of a mental release now that I'm a mom than it was before. You know what I mean? So, and I don't, you know, I don't get out and socialize a ton. I spend most of my time with my family. So yeah. this is kind of like
your
my social hour.
Yeah,
you know what
totally.
I mean? Like, I see you guys more than I see my family that live out of town, because I'm seeing you for an hour 4 or 5 times a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, so it's very much like a social, mental support
right.
too.
So the earlier Steve, you mentioned, you know, you shedded the weight really quickly after pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys would probably both agree. Stephanie is shedding weight rather fast after
mm-hmm.
pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
What would the three of you attribute that most to? Because I think a lot of people struggle with losing their baby weight after they deliver. It is not necessarily not exercise. So how would you each individually kind of let people know, like, hey, these are some things I did to help me be able to shed that baby weight as quickly as you did?
I think during the pregnancy, staying active and taking care of your body, like just providing it with good, like, nutrition, right, for you and your baby. Because I think a lot of times people, and everyone's different, and I'm not perfect. I'll have my days where I'm like, oh, a burger sounds really good. But a lot of people are like, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm eating for two. And they just like eat, and, you know, kind of change their eating habits. So I think staying consistent with that during pregnancy is huge. And then I think then just carrying that mindset over of, like, especially when you're breastfeeding and
you
want to eat healthy for your baby and
yeah.
for you. Like, you're
right.
exhausted, you're up all night, like, you want to fuel yourself appropriately. So I think that mindset is helpful for sure.
Yeah.
For my experience, I mean, I was pregnant with twins and it was a complete surprise to my husband and I, but for me, it was, you know, maintaining nutrition and also staying hydrated. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much water that I would consume while being pregnant. And I'm actually pretty happy that we talk a lot about nutrition here. We do a lot of the nutrition, you know, resets, and we do a lot of the, what's the program we do every couple months?
The nutrition reset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was
you had it.
Okay.
Soft plug.
Yeah. So, but
sign up in January.
I haven't been able to work out yet, but I will say that I didn't gain that much weight with twins compared to what I've seen before and what I've heard before. And my babies were almost 7 pounds apiece. But I didn't look like my babies were 7 pounds apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, of course, like, nutrition, exercise, all of that, even though I wasn't able to, you know, do the workout I was prescribed every day, I was still here showing up, doing what I could,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, making sure that I was eating the right stuff. And still, as of now, I mean, my eating hasn't been the best, but, you know, I'm just trying to stay hydrated, and I know that I'm giving my babies food, so I need to make sure that I'm, you know, like Stevie said, doing the right thing and eating the right stuff. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
What, for each of you, how many days before you delivered did you do your last workout? So we'll start with Stephanie, because I think you're the most recent. Like, did you guys even think about yours?
I think it was like,
you coached on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was like 3 or 4 days before.
Okay.
But I had a scheduled C-section, so I didn't get induced and, you know, all that. But yeah, it was like 3 or 4 days before. But I was here.
Was it Monday or Tuesday you delivered?
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And you coached on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I think we said you weren't going to do the workout. Like, we just decided.
Mm-hmm.
I think you worked out on Friday.
Yeah, I think
and
I
you did.
Out
I mean, it was a workout. It wasn't. It wasn't ridiculous. It
yeah.
was like, you biked,
mm-hmm.
and it might have been a little bit of whatever movement we were doing that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't anything crazy. So you basically worked up almost right until that Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, do you remember yours?
Yeah, I think it was 3 days. I remember working that whole week. So Friday was my last day of work, and then like Monday was my first day of maternity leave, and that's when I went into labor. But it was crazy because I had heard stories of all these women who were like, oh yeah, I've been dilated for 2 weeks, or I've been having contractions
right.
for weeks. And I kept thinking like, man, he's just gonna stay in there forever, because I didn't feel anything. No contractions, nothing. And all of a sudden I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, okay, we're doing this. So, but yeah, I felt great all the way leading up to it.
Kristen, how about you?
It was 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
So I think it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday, and I went out on Sunday to get induced.
So it was a Sunday, right? And obviously it was the weekend, so like Stevie's example and Stephanie's example, both of you were like, we don't work out on Sundays anyway, so you obviously took that day off. Mm-hmm. Although if we'd been open, you probably would have been here. Stephanie definitely would have been here. She might not have worked out, but she would have been here.
Yeah.
How do you think it affected your labor? You think it made it smoother? Stephanie, the massive head nod, yes.
Yeah,
I think
so.
And my
roll off camera so they can't see your.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta roll this way.
Oh.
Sorry, super
yeah,
pretty
this,
famous.
This is like this way towards me. You gotta be closer to me. I don't spell that.
Well, I know for me, I had a cesarean on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. and then I was up walking once I could feel my legs, but it was probably like 11 o'clock at night, and I walked throughout the whole hospital with the nurse, and she was like, this is crazy. Like, they couldn't believe it. But yeah, I was ready to go, and I had attempted to carry both car seats to the car, and everybody was like,
of course.
No,
of course.
You're like, this is lighter than I warm up.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just worked out like 3 days ago. Like, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kristen, Stevie, any other?
I know both sets of nurses for both kids did make mention of something like, you work out, you eat well, like you're on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then with me, I was able to come back 11 days later. But I, natural birth, no complications. And so it's different when you have C-section. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a. I think it's a good point to make, because every single person is going to be different,
yeah.
right? Entirely. There's no expectation. Like, Steph's here, like, great. If you make it in, awesome. And then when you're ready, we'll be here. You know, if you're ready to bounce back in a week, like, are we going to have like Kristen was? Great. And when you came in, it was super dialed down.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
yeah, I was just here.
You were just here. It was really just a mental escape really at that point, as opposed to much the physical side of things. Stevie, anything?
Yeah, I think it was a huge help. I think it kind of sounds cheesy, but also like approaching contractions and the whole process like a workout. Like, you know, I'm going to have like a build up with these contractions and then kind of a peak and then, you know, and really breath work was huge during labor. That helped me a ton. I pushed for quite a long time, and the nurses and the doctor kept looking at like Ryan and my mom, and they're like, and they were like, she's fine. So then afterwards, the nurses were like, wow, you pushed for it. Like, I'm impressed with how long. I attribute that to just being in good shape, you know? And like you talk about, like that threshold training, right? Like that in labor, we're reaching that threshold more than anything.
Yeah.
And just kind of being more comfortable in that zone, I think is helpful.
And I think on that, something that's really rather unique about three of you is you guys all have your level one certificates. So
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. thinking back to the knowledge of your level one, do you think you've been able to apply it more after kind of taking those and like getting that extra knowledge based on your CrossFit experience? I mean, I know you guys have talked about how I talk about those concepts on a regular basis. However, I also encourage everyone to take the level one, because I can't talk about those for 16 hours. I don't have enough time for that. So, you know, being able to take that course, were you able to apply more to your CrossFit training that you think kind of contributed to any sort of mental reprieve or physical acceleration?
I do. Especially me coming from a few different boxes up and down California. After taking the level one, I think that I had more of an appreciation of just like the basics and how you can excel to do doing better things. But also when I'm coaching, you know, when you start seeing everyone else doing the movement, you start thinking about all of the things that you learned in your level one, and then it's like, it's easier for you to communicate those things. Whereas before, it's just like, that doesn't look right. And then there was no explanation as to why it didn't look right. Mm-hmm. Or if Ryan's telling me, hey, you're not getting your butt down, your back is, you know, curved or this and that. And it's just like, no, it's not, you know? But then once you take your level one, you're like, oh yes, I do need to work on my lumbar curve and this and that. And then you also get to increase words in your vocabulary. So
that's right.
Very true.
Yeah.
Don't use those with regular people.
No.
Well, I think it's helpful to, just with that body awareness, right? And I think with the level one and when you really start breaking down positions and, you know, being conscious of where you're at and where you're supposed to be, I think that carries over into just, when you tell people, like, listen to your body, and people kind of go, okay, what does that mean, right? And especially when you're pregnant and when you're in labor, it's like, you have to be body aware, and you got it. So that connectivity, I think that there's definitely a connection there.
So I think that's a good question. Why don't we define listen to your body? What does that mean to you? Do you want me to start? I'll define it as a coach.
Okay.
This is like if I was just like, hey, what is your body telling you? I don't ask that question. It's gotta be a qualifying question. Like, hey, how's your shoulder feeling? If it's on a scale, if you're like, that's a no, it's not feeling great, right? It's gotta be an immediate response, like, oh, it feels fine, or like, I'm good, like, there's nothing wrong with me. That is a qualifier of, cool, we can do this, or we can't do this. If you're pregnant, and I ask you, like, if I go to Steph and she can't have a conversation with me, I'm like, cool, that's it, we're done there, right? Or, how does this particular thing feel when you do the motion, right? What's bothering you? Because if you're something like, oh yeah, no, I can feel this in this area of the body, great, that means you're doing it right. If you start telling me you're feeling it in a different part of the body, I know you're doing it wrong, and I don't want you doing it. So what are some kind of like things you did or experienced during pregnancy that you felt or like, oh, okay, that's not supposed to be the way it is, I'm going to now modify appropriately. Anything you guys can think of, any movements?
I know for me some of the movements where you're using more core, when I first felt it kind of freaked me out, was like the tightening or the kind of the cramping feeling, and it freaked me out. And then I just learned, like, okay, that's just my muscles telling me, like, I'm having to work too hard to support you right now in this movement, so let me back off a little bit. And then as I moved further along, anything with, like, my lower back or my hips, if I kind of felt some discomfort, it was like, that was my cue to kind of back off a little bit.
And I think that's a good example, because squatting is something we do on a regular basis. Now, all of you squat relatively well, so was kind of like squatting, doing it correctly at least, any sort of concern? Did anyone have any issue with that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. So, cool. Any sort of issues with pressing anything overhead?
No.
Okay. Any sort of issues with pulling weight from the ground to your shoulders? Aside from going around the belly. So that's where it's like, oh, hey, we have to be aware that you have to go out and around, which puts you in a compromised position because now the bar is not where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why we would modify it to like some dumbbells, right?
Yeah.
It's like, cool, now you're still doing the workout. It's just a different variation.
Mm-hmm.
And how much did you have to talk to yourself mentally to accept that was okay, that you had to do this variation that was entirely different than what you were used to?
Not much for me.
Okay.
But I just think you're excited about growing this human being,
mm-hmm.
so you really don't want to do anything to compromise that,
mm-hmm.
and you're okay with it, as long as you can still do the movement in some variation.
Mm-hmm. I would say for me it was harder. I would beat myself up. Especially during the workout, I'd be like a lot of negative self-talk. And then like an hour later, like, okay, that was stupid. Like, you're growing a human being. Chill mm-hmm. out. This is a good thing. Yeah. You know, you're going to be fine. But yeah.
I was on the same boat as Stevie. It was hard for me. I didn't really accept, I mean, obviously I was excited that I was pregnant, but mm-hmm. when it came to CrossFit, like, this is my home away from home. So the fact that I couldn't do certain things the way that I had been used to, that was really hard on me mentally. But as I got further along and having conversation with Ryan, modifications, like, I was still able to come to the gym and mm-hmm. still work out, so it got a lot better. But at first it was pretty difficult for me.
Yeah.
So Kristen, before you had Margo, I mean, you'd already taken your level one, two. Obviously, you took it the second time. Stevie, you took your level one after Dax, and Stephanie, you took your level one before. So, taking that similar concept of, like, knowledge, do you think you were able to apply it more mentally? So, Stevie, this pregnancy, you're able to apply that also more, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
You have recent experience, you think you're able to apply? Because I think you got your level one right before, or while you were getting with Mia, right?
Right after.
Was it right after? Okay, it was a month
like
after?
Two months.
Yeah. It was after the fact. It was supposed to be right before. Yeah, it was supposed to be right before. That's right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Thanks, COVID.
Yeah.
Stephanie's was supposed to be well before.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think you were able to take that knowledge, and you were studying for it? Because it was scheduled.
And I had worked with you since February.
Yeah.
So yes.
It's like there was a process of like you getting in that mindset. Do you think you were able to, because of that experience of studying for the level one and like overtaking it, you're able to apply that like acceptance, like, no, this is okay, a little bit better? Or do you think it was still? Cause, so think about like the difference between, because you've been a good 4 or 5 years since you're taking a level one before Margo, right? And then I don't know what the difference was mentally in that shift between Mia, which then were cool, we're reiterating on this level one stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Stephanie and Stevie struggled with that. But do you think, and that was, you didn't have your level one before
mm-hmm.
Dax though.
I think a different way of looking at it too is being excited to come back and work more and build more of your foundation, right? And being in better positions.
Yes.
Like for me, my squat is nowhere near where it should be. It's always been something I've struggled with. And so really working on my position after having this baby and appreciating more the process, right? Of like, okay, I'm gonna kind of start over is what I would like to do.
No, that was my approach too.
Mm-hmm.
On movements I struggled with, going back to the foundations and knowing them because of the level one
mm-hmm.
and working strictly on form and lightweight, because you kind of have to with the lightweight. That forces you,
mm-hmm.
but then you can work on the foundations.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That, there you go. There's your, you know, back to the basics every
yeah.
day. And that's a really good point, because I think a lot of times people have this notion that you have to be in really good shape to do CrossFit. And it's like, no, you just gave birth. Stephanie will be probably close to 2 months by the time she comes back in, and she's gonna come back in and we're just gonna modify everything. She's gonna work on the basics and she's gonna get back up to speed, right? So I mean, she's gonna go basically 2 months without working out. And I know it's a sad thought for her. but you could go 5 years without working out. It doesn't matter. We can still take that and help you work on those basics and modify them. You don't have to be afraid or like have to go get in shape before you come into the gym.
It's probably almost better to not have like, it's like, do you want a brand new person or do you want someone that's worked for 10 years and you have to retrain them?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's another way to look
that's
at it.
That's a good point.
So if you can sit down on a toilet and if you can pick up your child off the ground, you can do CrossFit.
Absolutely.
That's as simple as it is. So how have you guys best handled filling your cup first as a mother? It's a struggle.
It's a struggle. Because the minute you have a child, you go on the back burner, right? And it's this baby or children. But I think that's where I said, like, my value of coming here has kind of shifted. And now I know that I'm better when I'm here. An hour where I'm working on myself, I'm out out of the house, away from, you know, Dax, and
it's important.
It's important because then you can kind of set the tone for your day, right? It's just
I was talking to you, Stevie, like a year ago or maybe a year and a half ago. Dax was that old, and you were saying, but I just feel bad working all day and then doing another hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my response was like, but if you're not right, you're not going to be right for him.
Right.
So it is very important
to
give yourself
to take that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. I remember that conversation. Yeah. And I think, too, that's what's helpful to have other moms in the gym, right? Like, just to feel like I'm not alone. Like, you get what I'm talking about, and we can support each other and provide different perspectives. That's another huge part of coming and being around people like that, too.
Yeah.
And you'll see that. I mean, you already know how important it is to be here.
Mm,
but,
yeah. I was just having a conversation with Ryan about, you know, what do you think I should do about bringing the kids and this and that? And he came up with this bright idea, like, why don't you just start with one at a time? And I'm like, duh, because my husband is, you know, I don't know what would happen. I mean, during my hour of being here in my happy space, I'm sure he would probably call me 100 times if he had both babies. So, you know, there's a lot of different things. Like, of course, I cannot wait to get cleared by my doctor and to start working out. And, you know, even if it is just getting back to basics, I think that's going to be extremely important for me mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But I also needed to express to my family how important it is for me to get back here.
Right.
Because if not, then that's where it starts messing with me, and then it affects the babies. And then, you know, that's what I don't want to happen.
Right. So total trickle down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can speak to that. If I'm not having a great day, then the whole house seems like it's like,
you need to get to the gym and you need to get out.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like really important, because a lot of society puts a ton of pressure, especially on mothers, that you're the expectant. Like, it's your responsibility to do all this stuff. And if she can't do it, then everything else goes downhill really quickly. So it's really important to make sure that, like I said, you're filling your cup first. Because once it's full, it's like, all right, cool, now I can start divvying it out to a little bit of everyone else. So
yeah,
I think, you know, people being able to have those conversations with each other is a challenging point. You know, Stephanie mentioned, like, hey, I gotta, you know, talk to the family about it, but like, hey, I need to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when they recognize that you need to do it, how important it is to do, like, it's just as important as you sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. It's just as important as you eating really healthy food. And it's like going to the grocery store, like, hey, I have to go to the grocery store, can you watch the kids, right, for 2 hours, gym for an hour, grocery store for an hour, you're back.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to need an hour at the grocery store, to be brutally honest, right? So if you can kind of find ways to wiggle it into other tasks you're doing, then that might be the best approach to dealing with your family who's not as receptive to it. And then, you know, sometimes you might have to find people who aren't out or are outside your family who you deal with a little bit more and or have little recognition for what you're trying to go through.
Well, and I think too, like, if it's part of, like, you know, like, your girls know that we go to the gym, right? Dax knows,
yeah,
like, we go to the gym, and it just becomes part of, like, what they're used to and what they know. And you know, you just set up the pack and play, okay, Mia, here you go. I just put Dax in the childcare room with some snacks and a book. Okay, see you in an hour. And there's no one watching them. I mean, they're there and the door's open and we can see them, but it's a thing. They just know, like, okay, mom's working out, I'm just hanging out here.
And the earlier you can bring them in,
yeah,
and they do see that, the quicker they get into that habit too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Dax wakes up in the morning and he's like, Jim,
yeah,
yep, we're gonna go in a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Yeah,
see, and I had, you know, it's funny that the three of us are in here with Ryan, because I had reached out to you both about that. I mean, if it were up to me, I would love to bring them. I would have brought them when they were 10 days old, but, you know,
yeah,
I can't.
You were in a love drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soon enough. They'll be here soon enough.
Yes, they will. No, I think I waited a month or two before even Mia, so it's...
And it's probably next to impossible to bring them anymore to the gym, right? That's not something you want to do. It's more of like cool, how can I best set this up to remove them while I still have this situation going on, right? So if they are self-content, awesome. If I need to get someone to watch them and I run a couple errands, like, if you call somebody up and like, hey, I got a couple errands to run, and as part of that errand, it's the gym, because that's your mental state, like, that's what you need, freaking awesome. That, and your people will help you with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family members, especially. So it's just kind of how about you process it mentally. Obviously, you ladies are very, not addicted, but it's committed, yeah, definitely to coming up to the gym and stuff like that. It's definitely not addicted. So kind of on that note, what are your some words you would give a fellow pregnant mother in terms of like their fitness and health? Like if you could sit down with somebody who was, just announced they were pregnant, maybe they're not at a gym yet, and they could still, at that early, they definitely get started. What are some things you might tell them to kind of think about mentally or relax about and not worry about as much in terms of their health and fitness?
This actually just happened to me. My niece found out she was pregnant. She's a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was freaking out that she wouldn't be able to run anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that she wouldn't be able to do things. And my advice, and that, like, for us, CrossFit is our outlet. That's her outlet. So, I just encouraged her to keep running. Like, she's a runner. Like, you're fine. So she's doing a half marathon in November.
Cool.
And it really helped her to hear that.
Yeah.
And then she's a vegan, and I told her, keep eating the way you're eating. You might need to find more protein,
mm-hmm.
other sources, and how you need to do that. But
right.
You're fine. Like, just keep going.
Yeah.
Steve, anything you want to add?
I think it's that fine line of like accepting that there's going to be some changes along the way, but not like your life doesn't have to be completely flipped upside down, right?
Exactly.
And like lose yourself as who you are and what helps you. The more I talk to like my midwives and people, they're like, movement is key. Movement is key, and it might look different as we move along, but just you need to keep moving. So yeah, I think that's great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie?
I agree with both of you ladies, but I do recall my doctor always saying, I wish I could tell the other moms that they need to move. It's just about moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could definitely sit on the couch and watch TV all day and eat a box of Cheez-Its, but why would I want to do that? That's not...
I know,
not,
you couldn't
stop. I know, but, but yeah, it's just about moving.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you've never done CrossFit before and you want to try it and you just found out you're 3 months pregnant, there's modifications. And I think a lot of people forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're going to come
all
in and
nothing.
You're just going to start deadlifting 300 pounds. Like, no, like just...
Oh, now they're not here.
Yeah, just get moving. Moving, moving, moving is so key.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, anything else you guys would like to add to anything based on any experience you've had?
I think, again, I'm shocked that I have twins, but I mean, I don't know when I'll ever get over that. But I will say that being physically active has been pretty much the savior of my pregnancy, and even after, even though I can't work out right now, the fact that I did work out as long as I did, and while I was pregnant, that has a lot to do with my mental state now, or just who I am as a person. Because
mm-hmm.
if I didn't have that, I don't know. I've had plenty meltdowns, plenty meltdowns in the last 37 days. But when I think about everything that I have committed to being at the gym or just being physically active and moving, it makes it a little bit easier to kind of, okay, I need to come back to reality. I need to realize that, yes, I will be in the gym one day. I need to realize that I'm a mom now, so
mm-hmm.
things are going to be a little bit different. But I definitely feel like being here and, in this kind of community has helped that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially that we have a gym that has other moms. Because I've come from gyms where there were no moms and there were no ideas of any of those women having any kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, no, no,
yeah.
no. So, yeah.
I would agree. And I, that's something that I would like to do, like you're doing, come to the gym and just hang out even, because I think part of Dax, you know, in the early weeks kind of struggling with some different things for me, I just was like in the house, and I look back now and I'm like, I probably should have been like, just like gotten out, you know, gotten some fresh air, different change of scenery.
By the way, I told you to do that.
I know. So,
what's the rule, Steph?
What?
What's the rule?
There's a lot of rules. Which one?
Listen to Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think just kind of being here and just, you know, it's just a positive atmosphere with like-minded people that are going to support you, you know, through movement and through everything, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
No, that's it. All right. Yeah, I think that's really important. It doesn't have to be here. Just surround yourself with like-minded people who are going to help you be healthy and fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
The classified is amazing.
Yeah.
So plug it in. All right, well, thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
If anyone had any questions, I can post you guys' Instagram handles or whatever, if you guys would be open to them messaging you.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That way they can ask you any health or fitness related questions and you guys can offer any sort of advice. If you ask me, well, I'm not a mother, so I can't answer some of those questions.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard about a lot of the stories, however, I can't answer them all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it in. That was great. Off to a good start.
Yeah, cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.